College student Katia Wendt came down from Minnesota with the group St. Olaf for Bernie Sanders. She has her talking points down.
I'm supporting Bernie Sanders because I want a free education, lower tuition. I think it's time to get rid of corporate greed, and I think that Bernie supports the way that politics should really be working. He doesn't get money from the billionaires. He doesn't have super PACs.
Around downtown Des Moines, it was hard to judge whether Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders was winning the contest for the most T-shirts or yard signs. Retired police officer and military veteran Gordon Reed, who drove in from Red Oak, hit on some additional themes in support of Sanders, including his vote against the Iraq War.
And he has been consistent in his views. And also his, I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I know what war does.
Once inside Hy-Vee Hall, grassroots activists from both campaigns shouted and cheered, though Sanders supporters were the rowdier bunch. Some party heavyweights were there backing Clinton. Danny Holman is president of the state's largest public employees union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
This woman has stood for women, has stood for kids, has stood for working men and women her entire career, and I just have the utmost respect for her. As witness this past week, she is ready to be the President of the United States.
Holman is referring to Clinton's 11-hour appearance before the Congressional Committee investigating the Benghazi attacks.
She showed that she has the guts to stand there and take questions by those Republicans on that committee. She kept her cool.
Some party faithful chose Saturday to announce their endorsement. State Representative Scott Orth of Acworth was waiting to see how the field shaped up.
I'm endorsing Hillary Clinton tonight because I believe, obviously, that she is the best qualified to be the President of the United States. I think she has a lifetime of experience.
Though Orth says he wasn't specifically waiting to see whether Vice President Joe Biden entered the race. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Andy McGuire says she's not surprised by the vigorous contest that's underway.
Certainly when we started, I don't think people thought we'd be where we are right now. I will tell you that I predicted a very competitive caucus, so I was right there.
McGuire says Clinton will have to continue to reach out to voters to win. She says Sanders' challenge will be sustaining the enthusiasm long term. Meanwhile, some voters are glad the field has narrowed.
I think it's nice that we now have just our kind of the candidates we're going to have, and we can move on.
That's retired teacher Diana Camp, an undecided voter from Indianola.
I love how Bernie attracts the young people. I love that he hasn't changed his, he doesn't go with the wind. But I think Hillary in the last several weeks particularly has really hit her stride. I mean, I think that would be a marvelous thing to have our first woman president.
Camp adds she will probably consider electability when she casts her vote, and if she does, she probably will vote for Clinton. That leaves activists speculating about just how close the race will be long haul. They wonder if Clinton and Sanders will be duking it out well into the nomination season, the way Clinton and President Obama did 8 years ago. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.